The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The vaccine was exposed completely by top experts on Capitol Hill, and this is huge. It was 3 hours of testimony from the top experts, and I know you don't have time to sit there and go through the 3 hours, but I did for you, and I'm going to bring you the highlights that you need to see. That's why I'm here, to help you out, to make it more convenient for you, too, so that you can get the information that you need. So U.S. Senator Ron Johnson hosted a whole bunch of experts on the COVID vaccine, and they have completely exposed it. It's not like we haven't been exposing it, but this stuff matters. The world really needs to see this. Okay. If you're a longtime listener of my show, some of the stuff you'll see here, you know I presented to you long time ago. But there's other stuff, and there'll be maybe some new stuff or stuff you're not aware of or have not seen before. So you're going to want to see it all. First up, the first clip I have for you is Liz Wilner, founder of OpenVares.com. She talks about the percentages of the massive increase in adverse events after the vaccine. Folks, we all know the vaccine has been one of the biggest bioweapons on humanity. It is. It's the biggest bioweapon ever laid out on humanity because the United States helped push it upon the entire world. And the world followed and took it. And it is poison. And if you think that's an extreme statement, because you might be new to this program, by the end of this, you won't think that's extreme whatsoever. You'll know it's true. All right. First up, here we go. Liz Wilner.
These are severe adverse events, reports of death, hospitalizations, permanent disability, and life-threatening events. Per year, reports of death, 163. There's been a 4,800% increase in the last 2 years. For hospitalization, a 2,876% increase. For permanent disabilities, a 2,150% increase. And for life-threatening events, a 2,108% increase. These points to problems that need investigation. When we see signals, we should be pausing and studying what's happening. We haven't done that. And it's extremely disappointing to me as a citizen of the United States that that's what's occurring.
Folks, remember that VAERS, the system that she's pointing to, only represents a small fraction. But she's giving you percentages of the increase, and they're astronomical. Let me ask you this. Those percentages that she rattled off about these increases, would any medicine, let alone a vaccine, but any medicine, be allowed to be given out to people when it has such disastrous numbers behind it? And remember, VAERS is only maybe 1%. I'm leaning towards the 1% and not even the factor of, when you calculate it, use what Steve Kirsch says, a factor of 41, and you times whatever numbers there are by 41 and you get a closer amount. Or you could do, you're only seeing 1% of what the actual numbers are across the country. And so what we know then is millions have died in America alone from the vaccine. That's what we know from VAERS. That's according to the government, if you calculate your data. If they say millions haven't, they're the ones lying. Their data says millions have. If you calculate the data, they'll trick you and say their sample size is the data. The sample size is the uncalculated data. If you calculate the data, millions have died. And tens of millions have been injured from the vaccine in America alone. And then you think about what's going on around the world. Let me go to the next cut I have for you. And this is Ed Dowd. Told you, the best of the best were at this. The best of the best. And these clips are coming from The High Wire, which Del Bigtree does that show, and they were there as well. And this is some of the cuts that we are using from the High Wire, just so you know. Ed Dowd, he takes it away. Take a listen.
We're being very conservative on our start date. The number is probably much higher, but 1.2 million additional Americans in the employed segment of our population left the workforce or got disabled. That is the size of the state of Wyoming and Vermont combined that disappeared from the labor force. So if you're seeing labor shortages all around the country, this might be one of the explanations. My conclusion and our conclusion at Finance Technologies is that the only thing that changed to detrimentally affect the employed versus the much less healthy general population is vaccines and mandates. We're open to discussions to see what could be the possible causes. But what I find interesting and curious is this excess mortality continues, the disabilities continue, and our health authorities have no interest in trying to figure out what's going on. It should be a national story in my mind. And then to end, Denmark and the UK have already stopped their vaccination program. Denmark under 50, they've now said no vaccines for anyone that'd rather get COVID. The Denmark data, if you look at that, that was a disaster in excess mortality. So they saw something clearly that our U.S. health authorities should be seeing as well. The UK's stopped the vaccination for under 12. So my question, Senator, is why are our health authorities still pushing this vaccine if other countries are backing off?
Well, clearly, because they are the most responsible for the mass murder of people all around the world. And if they pull the vaccine in America, instead of killing their own American citizens, if they say we were wrong and we've murdered a whole bunch of people, they could be tried a Nuremberg trial type of trial for crimes against humanity. So in their minds, they will never admit that they murdered millions of people around the world. They're not going to do that. So what option do they have? Murder more people. Why do they have to murder more people? Because if they don't murder more people, then they're admitting they murdered a whole bunch of people in the first place. If they pull it and say, oh my gosh, yes, and we need to investigate, and oh my gosh, this is really bad, and all this data is bad. All they can do, they went so deep, all they can do now is lie and stick to the lie. And sticking to the lie means more people have to get the vaccine and die. Because if we don't push the vaccine, then we look guilty. We have to act like everything's normal. We said it was all safe and effective and it was good for everybody. So we have to continue to say that or else we're going to look guilty. And here's the thing. They knew it wasn't safe and effective. That's why they're even more worse off. And they know that. They know they have documented evidence that they knew all this stuff could happen. They knew it was going to happen. They knew they couldn't cure anybody with a vaccine as well. Maybe in a little bit, I'll rant too much from a different cut. I'll get into how everyone should have known from the very beginning. You cannot cure the common cold. Therefore, if COVID-19 is a coronavirus just like the common cold, then they're not going to be able to cure the coronavirus either with a vaccine. It's literally impossible. I'll get into that a little bit later. Let's get to the next cut because I've got too much to get to. How about this? Josh Sterling. He talks about the UK data. You heard a little bit about that from Edward Dowd. Josh Sterling then talks about the UK data, and I found this was important stuff for everyone to see, so I'm bringing it to you. Take a listen.
You know, the senator asked us to show just the one chart that tells the entire story. This is that chart. The UK government, until this summer, was reporting a data series that showed the relative mortality rates for the vaccinated and unvaccinated by the number of doses of the vaccine. We've done what we think is really professional work with this, and we think it simplifies down to a conclusion that says that through the last available data set, the people in the UK who took the vaccine have a 26% higher mortality rate. The people who are under the age of 50 who took the vaccine now have a 49% higher mortality rate. And worst of all, the people who only took one dose of the vaccine have approximately 145% worse mortality rate.
Hold on. I know that's shocking. The one dose people had the highest, which is a little bit confusing because we know the people that have died the most have actually been the people who have been triple jabbed in the United Kingdom, because I've seen all sorts, I've given you all sorts of data on that. He'll explain a lot more about this, but just, I had to pause it there because just think of how horrific that data is. And the UK has only pulled the vaccine for children. How are they not pulling it for everyone? The very same reason why I told you why the United States won't pull it for everyone. The UK has drawn the line and said, well, some people are going to have to die, but if for us to keep this lie going, but it, at least make it adults. Let's not murder little children to keep our lie going. Whereas the United States, they said, oh, we've got to murder little children. We've got to push this on kids. And the reason why the United States wants to murder children to keep their lie going is because that's how the vaccine companies get their immunity. You can't sue the vaccine companies because there's laws on the books that our Congress passed that if it's in the pediatric circle so that pediatricians don't constantly get sued from all these vaccines. If it gets put in and it gets approved, then you can't sue them, even if it's used for adults. Besides just children, they're exempt from being sued ever. So that is why in the United States, they push so hard to get it so that children would receive the vaccine because it protects their pocketbook. All the billions of dollars they've scammed murdering people around the world, they would lose all that billions of dollars because they could get sued. So in order to keep billions of dollars, this is not a joke, this is real. In order to, you think I'm making this up? You can't make this stuff up. In order to keep the billions of dollars they've made murdering people around the world to reduce the population for their liberal agenda of reducing CO2, because they're wacko nut jobs that worship the earth. Because of that depopulation agenda, and they purposefully murdered millions of people around the world, they have to murder little children now in order to keep their billions that they made safe. If they don't murder children with the vaccine, then they're not safe, because eventually the emergency use is got to at some day be pulled off where it's not considered emergency use, and then they could be sued. But once they pull the emergency use off, but it's in the pediatrician, you can try to sue them. They get to keep their billions of dollars and they get to continue to depopulate the earth. So they win both ways. Now, there's people that are part of this that really don't want to depopulate the whole earth, but they know they went in too far. And they know if I out them, I could end up in prison the rest of my life. And that's true about, I would say, most of the Western world governments have anyone who is responsible for pushing this vaccine in the Western governments all around the world. All those people are at risk of going to prison for the rest of their life. And therefore, they will never, ever, ever admit that they killed people. They know they can't. So they'll just keep pushing to kill and murder people. Now, he explains this UK data about the people that got the one shot had even worse statistics about higher mortality rates. But he tries to explain it. It might be a little confusing, but take a listen.
That last data point is on its face confusing, especially because it seems like there's more and more, it just doesn't make a ton of sense unless you realize that what's going on with this really is that the people who took the dose, the first dose in the United States, that's about 12% of people, but then stopped taking any other doses. Those people, through their choice to stop, disproportionately the ones who were harmed. And so what we're concluding is that if you happen to be an unlucky person who was in some fashion, even moderately injured, with a minor injury, you decided not to continue, the best statistics we have show that you're going to have, at least through today, maybe it'll get better, and obviously we're all here because we're hoping to find treatments and cures and screening and interventions, but if that doesn't happen, we have to assume that this is now the baseline. There's going to be 145% higher mortality. And if you were to take these numbers and just apply them to the United States, that ends up being something like 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States from this higher vaccine-induced mortality.
Well, that means his numbers are off and low. That's what it means, because we already know there's been 1.1 million excess deaths. 1.1 million excess deaths in the United States. So it's almost double what he's saying. And we know that. And I knew that would be the case because I calculated the VAERS data and I came to around 1.2 million people dying because of the vaccine when I calculated the VAERS data. That's what I came to. And then later, we have confirmation that we have an excess mortality in the United States of 1.1 million. Surprise! Not really. VAERS told me already by just simply calculating the government's own data that that would be the case. So my numbers are more correct than what he's saying. I'm telling you that. All right. Because trust me, I'm using the CDC and their own numbers. So I know they're more correct. And what I'm saying is my numbers are low. It's actually higher than what I'm giving you, but I'll be safe and stick with their own data because I know that it's actually higher than that, but I won't throw those numbers out there because I can't prove that. Then I get into theory. I can prove that VAERS does say around 1.2 million. I don't know where it's at exactly, but if you calculate it properly, you'll get around 1.2 million people dead. All right, let's go to the next cut. Who do I have for you? Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, talking about the Department of Defense data. Interesting stuff here. Take a listen.
The total number of reportable events went from 110,000 in 2020 to over 200,000 in 2022. The vaccine was introduced into the military in January of 2021. A reportable event is defined as an inherent significant threat to public health and military operations. A reportable event represents severe life-threatening clinical manifestations that disrupt military training and deployment. These numbers are consistent with the statistically significant rise in vaccine adverse event reports on service members as provided to me by the CDC, showing 34,000 reports and 119 deaths. Compare this, Senator, to the 93 deaths of service members that were attributed to SARS-CoV-2 infection. Clearly, the risk of the vaccine has already outweighed the benefit. Military vaccine mandates are dangerous and deadly, and they must stop immediately.
Yes, and since we know that China was behind a lot of this, why wouldn't we think that the push between the people who are bought off by China, like a Dr. Fauci, and the people in our country who were bought off by China, have been bought off to the point where they purposefully have tried to mandate and injure and maim our military to weaken it because they hate America and they want to bring it down. And they admit they hate America and they want a global government. And the only way our own American politicians can get their global world government is by destroying America. That's the only way they can get it. And they know that. And they actively work against you and commit treason against this country. COVID-19 vaccine mandates is treason. As far as I'm concerned, it's more than just, it's a crime against all of humanity. I understand, but it's also treason against America, if an American politician pushes it, as far as I'm concerned. And I don't care what they think. I know that's the case. They can get mad at me all they want. Senator Ron Johnson talks to Dr. Robert Malone, and then he's really trying to sum up here, Senator Ron Johnson, about how they lied about the nanoparticles and how they stay in your arm. If you're new to all the horrors of the vaccine, when they told you it's safe and effective and don't worry, it just goes in the arm. Well, they knew that was a lie, and they knew that was a lie from the beginning. By the way, you got to understand, these people all knew these were lies and they still told them to you. How do I know they knew? Because we were telling you at the time that they were lying to you and we knew what the truth was. So of course they knew. All right. Here's Senator Ron Johnson.
So we were told that this injection would stay in the arm muscle and it would quickly produce a little spike protein that the body would create antibodies for, and that mRNA would degrade and all would be well. And there wouldn't be any kind of long-term impact. But it was encapsulated in a nanoparticle that was designed to permeate difficult permeate barriers. So it biodistributed all over the body. We'll talk about that later. And the mRNA lasts a whole lot longer than anybody was told.
and in particular techno challenges. And in particular, much longer than physicians and other healthcare providers were told by the pharmaceutical industry and the U.S. government, including HHS.
Over. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, well, the pharmaceutical companies and the government basically lied straight face to you. That's what they did. Because they don't care. Why don't they care? Because it's about money and it's about a belief in depopulation. It's one or the other. It couldn't be both. You can get rich and kill people. And that's what the globalists have realized. We can depopulate the earth and get super rich at the same time. We get to do both. We get to be greedy and murder people. Sweet. Yeah. They have to be saying sweet because they keep pushing it, folks. If you think I'm being harsh. Or over the top, then they would pull the vaccine right now. With all this evidence, they would pull it immediately. The fact that they don't means they want more people to die and they want to depopulate the earth and they're happy they've gotten rich over it. And look, if you're an evolutionist and you don't believe in God, it's survival of the fittest, right? That's the way it is. How about this? Dr. Lindsay talks about how this could change future generations because they're not looking at how this affects the genes and could get into the testicles and actually affect children who have not even been born yet. And no one's really looking into this angle. Take a listen.
The real thing that we have to worry about right now is what are we potentially putting into the next generation? Since the 2000s, we've remarked on how we need to be careful that if we use gene therapies, that they are not passed on to subsequent generations. It is brought up again and again and again. There are excellent articles on it, one by Dr. Nancy King, one by Dr. Susan Epstein of the FDA, the recombinant DNA advisory board. They both cautioned that if gene therapies got to the testes, which many do, that they could be passed on to next generations as inadvertent gene transfer. They both said, we have to study this. We must study this. It was never studied. The truth is that Dr. Corrado Spadafora brought forth that if you just incubate sperm with DNA, which can be reverse transcribed by transcriptases present, that you can pass that on extra chromosomally without even having to integrate it. That means two ways to pass these on and potentially cause harm. This has not been looked into, and it must be looked into. It is absolutely irresponsible to continue any of these shots in our reproductive age kids or younger.
Yeah, and I've got to end it there because I'm out of time. But folks, there's so much more to bring you. This is basically part one. I will bring you part two next time. Part two, more, so much more to bring you that happened here. This, the complete and utter destruction of the vaccine, or at least it being exposed completely to the world. And you have to help others see it. And that's why I'm trying to sum it up as much as I can, but it's going to take me two shows to do so. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Well, if you've gotten this far, you must really love our content. But have you checked out thenewamerican.com fully? You need to go check it out. You can subscribe to the twice monthly magazine. It's a physical magazine that can arrive to your home. So that's awesome. But you can also daily at the website get new stuff every single day when you go to thenewamerican.com. So if you haven't done that, go there, do it, and subscribe.